All right, let's dive into something really luxurious today.
Oh, I like luxurious.
Yeah, so we're talking Keddies Shea Butter Body Oil. We're going deep.
Sounds good.
And we've got their ultimate guide to Keddie to help us out. I gotta say, it's not your typical product pamphlet.
Oh, absolutely not. It's really more like a philosophy of skincare, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really digs into the natural
I was
ingredients.
gonna say, I love that. It really connects those natural ingredients to like overall well-being.
Yeah.
Okay, but before we get too philosophical,
Sure.
what's actually in the bottle? We see shea butter, argan oil, baobab oil.
Yeah, sounds amazing, but what do they actually do?
Right, like break it down for
Okay,
us.
so think of them as a team. They each have a superpower.
I like this. Okay.
So, shea butter, we all know it's good for dry skin,
Oh, yeah.
but there's a reason. These things called triterpene esters are the key. They moisturize, but get this, they also help reduce inflammation and even help skin cells regenerate.
So it's not just covering up the problem, it's actually like healing your skin.
Exactly.
Helping it to stay healthy.
Wow, it's like a glass of water and repair crew all in one.
That's a great way to put it.
All right, next up, argan oil. Now, I've heard it called liquid gold,
Oh, yeah.
but is that just marketing hype?
Nope, not at all. It's packed with antioxidants, especially vitamin E,
Okay.
which, helps protect your skin from all that environmental damage.
Oh, yeah, all those free radicals and stuff.
Exactly. Free radicals can cause, damage to your skin cells, premature aging. Antioxidants fight those free radicals.
Okay.
And another great thing about argan oil is that it's very gentle. So even people with sensitive skin can usually tolerate it.
All right, that's two superstars down.
Yeah.
Now, baobab oil.
Okay.
I'll admit, I'm not as familiar with this one.
Yeah. So baobab oil is like the nutrient powerhouse. It's got those omega fatty acids, which are essential for, keeping that strong skin barrier.
Oh, interesting.
Think of it like the mortar that holds the bricks of your skin together. So it prevents moisture loss, keeps irritants out.
And then you've got vitamins A, D, and E. They help with collagen production and cell turnover. That means your skin stays firm and youthful.
So it's like a multivitamin for your skin.
Exactly.
I love it. So it's not just about hydration, it's about giving your skin what it needs to really thrive.
Exactly.
Now, the guide mentions a lot of different uses for this oil, not just moisturizing. Massage, dry skin relief, even pre-shave care.
Wow.
Are they just like trying to come up with as many uses as possible?
Well, I think there's a reason behind each one. So for massage, for example, this oil, because of its texture, it just glides so smoothly.
Oh, I could see that.
Right. And the aroma just adds to the whole relaxation experience.
Okay, you've convinced me on that one, but what about dry skin relief? We
Okay.
talked about the moisturizing, but is this different from just like your regular moisturizing?
Yeah. So this is about tackling dryness at its root. Those omega fatty acids that we talked about, remember, they help strengthen that natural moisture barrier. So instead of just adding moisture to the surface, it's helping your skin actually hold on to that moisture. So you get longer lasting relief.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, pre-post shave care. I'm intrigued, but I'm a little skeptical.
Okay.
How does oil work in a shaving routine?
So think about it. Shaving can be harsh on your skin.
Oh, yeah, it leaves it dry and irritating.
Exactly. But if you use a thin layer of this oil before you shave, it creates a protective barrier. So the razor just glides, less irritation.
Okay, that makes sense.
And after you shave, it helps to lock in moisture, soothe any redness.
I gotta try that. Okay, so it's way more than just like slapping on lotion after you shave.
It is.
Now, the guide also talks a lot about Keddie's commitment to natural ingredients, avoiding harsh chemicals. That's definitely something I look for. But is natural always better?
Well, that's a good question.
And how do we know these natural ingredients are actually beneficial?
Yeah, you're right. Natural can be a bit misleading sometimes in the skincare world.
Yeah.
So it's important to look beyond the label. What I like about Keddie is that they really break it down for you. They explain each ingredient, where it comes from, its benefits,
Oh, good.
and they're big on sustainability, so you know these ingredients are sourced ethically and responsibly.
All right, that's good to hear. Because as a consumer, we have to be informed.
We do.
We got to do our research. Okay, speaking of research, what about the scent?
Okay.
I see they mention a delicate, natural fragrance.
Yeah.
I always get a little nervous with heavily scented stuff, especially on my skin. What's the story here?
I am with you on that one. Fragrance can be hit or miss,
Yeah,
right?
definitely.
And those strong synthetic scents, They can be so irritating, especially if you have sensitive skin.
Yeah.
What I appreciate about Keti is that they don't use artificial fragrances to cover up the natural smells.
Oh, okay.
They let the shea butter, argan oil, and baobab oil, you know, just shine through.
Oh, I like that.
So it's subtle, refreshing, not overpowering at all.
So you're getting the true essence of those natural ingredients. Mm-hmm. All right. I love that. So we've covered a lot. Natural ingredients, lots of uses, luxurious feel.
It does sound pretty amazing.
This body oil is shaping up to be a real winner. But how does it all fit into the bigger picture of skincare?
Oh, yeah. We were talking about a philosophy earlier.
Exactly. It seems like Keti's tapping into something bigger here.
Right. And that's where it gets really interesting.
You were saying Keti's tapping into something bigger than just, like, skincare. What did you mean?
Yeah, so there's this growing trend. You might have heard of it. It's called holistic skincare.
Okay.
The idea is that taking care of your skin is not just about what you put on it.
Right.
It's about your whole health.
Oh, interesting.
What you eat, your sleep, how you handle stress, all of it affects your skin.
I've definitely noticed that. Like when I'm stressed or haven't slept well, my skin shows it.
Exactly.
But where does a body oil fit into that bigger picture?
I think it's about the choices you make. When you choose something with natural ingredients, no harsh chemicals, you're not just nourishing your skin. You're aligning with a more holistic approach.
It's like you're saying, hey, I care about what I put on my body, just like you care about what you eat.
Exactly.
I like that.
It's about respecting your skin, you know,
yeah.
Seeing it as part of your overall well-being.
So for someone listening who's like, okay, this holistic skincare thing sounds great, but how do I actually do it? What would you tell them?
I'd say it doesn't have to be overwhelming. Start small.
Okay.
Listen to your skin.
Yeah.
Are you getting enough sleep? Enough water. Managing that stress.
Those are important.
And then look at those product labels.
Right.
Are they full of ingredients you can't even pronounce?
Yeah, that's always a bad sign.
Choose things that are natural, nourishing, yeah. Things that make you feel good about using them.
So it's a combination of like self-care and making good product choices.
Absolutely. It's about tuning into your body, making choices that support your health inside and out.
So we started with the body oil, and now we're talking about like a whole approach to life.
I know, right?
I love how one product can lead to such a big conversation. Was there anything else in the Ultimate Guide to Keti that surprised you?
You know what I found interesting? They don't shout about it, but there's this subtle emphasis on sustainability throughout the guide.
Oh, tell me more.
Yeah.
I'm always drawn to brands that actually, you know, walk the walk when it comes to sustainability.
Right. So they talk about sourcing their ingredients ethically and responsibly,
yeah.
Minimizing waste, using eco-friendly packaging. It's all there.
So they're thinking about the planet as well as our skin.
Exactly.
That's pretty impressive. It's a good reminder that sustainability is not just a buzzword, it's a commitment.
It is. It's recognizing that our choices have ripple effects.
Yeah.
We have a responsibility to make choices that are good for people and the planet.
So well said. This deep dive has been really eye-opening. We've gone from the science of shea butter to holistic skincare to sustainability.
It's amazing what you can uncover, right?
It really shows how one seemingly simple product can lead to so many big ideas.
That's what I love about these deep dives. It's not just information. It's about making connections, sparking curiosity.
Okay, before we wrap up, what's your personal take on Keti's Shea Butter Body Oil? Would you recommend it?
Oh, absolutely. It ticks all the boxes for me. It's effective. It feels luxurious. It's made with good ingredients. Mm-hmm. And it aligns with my values.
You've officially added it to my must-try list, but this whole conversation has me thinking.
Uh-oh. What are you thinking?
So with all this talk about natural ingredients and well-being, I wonder what other ways we could bring nature into our daily lives, you know, beyond just our skincare routine.
Ooh, it's a great question. I love that. It's something we could all benefit from, you know, reflecting on.
Yeah, it's so easy to just get caught up in the daily grind and forget about the simple things.
It is. We've gotten so disconnected from nature.
Yeah.
But it's so powerful, so healing, so rejuvenating. Even something small, like a walk in the park, gardening, bringing plants in your home, it can make a huge difference.
I definitely feel more like grounded and relaxed when I'm in nature.
It's like your whole system just calms down.
Yeah, totally.
There's actually a lot of research now on how good nature is for our mental and physical health.
Really?
Yeah, you can reduce stress, improve your mood, boost creativity.
Wow.
Even strengthen your immune system.
I had no idea it was that powerful.
It is.
Maybe we should all be prescribing ourselves a daily dose of nature.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
Like a natural multivitamin for well-being.
Yeah.
And, you know, doesn't have to be anything big. Just take your coffee outside, listen to the birds, notice a pretty flower on your walk to work.
It's about those little moments of connection, right?
Exactly. Little moments throughout the day.
Weaving nature back into our lives.
I love that. And, you know, when you start to appreciate nature more, I think it leads to other mindful choices.
Yeah.
Like choosing products that are sustainable.
Yeah.
Made with natural ingredients.
Like Keti's Shea Butter Body Oil.
Exactly. It's all connected.
This has been such a cool journey. We started with this body oil, and now we've talked about natural ingredients, holistic skincare, sustainability, and connecting with nature.
I know. It's been really fun.
We definitely went beyond just a product review, huh?
We did. I hope it's given everyone some food for thought.
We've given them a lot to think about. So as we wrap up, what's the one thing you hope listeners take away from this deep dive?
That taking care of your skin is about way more than just products.
Okay.
It's about those choices you make to support your whole well-being. Nourishing yourself, connecting with nature. It's a whole package.
Beautifully said. And remember that connection with nature can be as simple as taking a few deep breaths, feeling the sun, listening to the leaves rustling.
Those little things are powerful.
They really are. So go enjoy some nature therapy. And hey, while you're at it, why not give Keti's Shea Butter Body Oil a try?
It's a great way to nourish your skin and support a brand that's doing things right.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Keti's Shea Butter Body Oil. We hope you enjoyed the journey.
Thanks for listening.
Until next time, stay curious, stay hydrated, and keep exploring.